Hello, listeners. It's Jose, a.k.a. The Region Nerd, and we're recording in the lovely studios of Lakeshore Public Media to bring you the latest discussion on everything pop culture, from Comic-Cons to drag shows, horror movies to hip-hop, and everything in between. Take a break from politics and hang out with us right here on Region Nerd Alert. The holiday season is upon us. For many, that means indoor activities such as binging some classics or watching something entirely new, which translates to Netflix or Hulu binge. But now that Disney Plus is out, it adds to the list of hours of entertainment at our fingertips. So here at Region Nerd Alert, we give our opinions on the plethora of streaming services, as well as recommendations of our favorite movies and shows, right here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. Come nerd out with us. As you heard from the intro, the holiday season is upon us. You're listening to Region Nerd Alert at home, Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org and Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. But if you're listening to it on Saturday, like if this is Saturday to you and you're listening to 89.1 FM, it's live. Well, for you, for us, we recorded it a while ago. But anyways, also, I'm forgetting NPR One app.
Oh, NPR One app.
You can also,
You had one job.
I did.
You can also listen to us on the NPR One app. So, without further ado, introductions. Let's start opposite this time.
I know. I'm still going first.
Wait, but I'm in the chair.
The one time Heather got to be in the chair.
Okay. I never get to start this
way.
Yeah,
go the regular way.
All right. So, to my left, we have, for the first time ever.
Yeah, in the chair. I'm Heather. I'm Deli Hams on Twitter with one S, and Deli Hams with two S's on Instagram.
So multiple hams on Instagram.
Yes, a lot of hams.
All right. And anything to plug, or was that it? That was the.
That's about it.
That's it for now.
Yeah.
For now,
until not anything major.
So you make your ham empire.
More like the deli empire.
Ah, the deli. All right.
The hampire.
I'm out of here.
And to her left, we have
Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Follow my photography. It's Singularity Photography.
Follow it.
And that was Singularity Photography for those who are not dogs at home. No. No, I'm just kidding. But he is a fantastic photographer. He's had many stuff stolen from him.
Aw, thank you.
Online. Fantastic photos.
If you're going to take my stuff, at least point it back to the source.
Yeah.
Region watermark that stuff.
No. Yeah.
Put your face right in the middle.
Enjoy this photo off my website. Or when they remove my face.
Or when they steal it, it pulls like a Jurassic Park.
Say the magic word.
Oh, that'd be the best.
But anyways, to Mike's immediate right, we have...
Right.
Oh, God.
Left.
we're going back to the hampire.
Hampire.
Fatlow End, Skylar, Olatho, all of the above. I have many aliases.
So Fatlow End is Twitter. Olatho is your SoundCloud.
Olatho is SoundCloud and the _ Olatho. Wait, I think I might have changed it. Oh, wait.
No, we have no time.
No time at all.
No, I'm just
absolutely
kidding. You can
no
look
time.
At it. Well, when we do the outros,
it's all the same.
We'll double check.
It's Olatho.
But yeah, Olatho SoundCloud. He does my intro music, as you heard. The
that was
that old loop. I gotta get you a new
fresh, new year, hot music. New year, new music. Let's
new
do
year,
it.
New music, new you,
new me. Yeah. But anyways, as you heard, we're approaching the end of the year soon, so that means the holidays are upon us. For us, tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Can't wait for that turkey.
Turkey, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I'm about baked. To be turkey wasted tomorrow.
Pumpkin pie.
I cannot
pie.
Wait. Mm-hmm. But today is Blackout Wednesday, I guess. So
if you do
we
that,
here at Region Nerd Alert,
congrats,
are recording this instead of going out to the clubs because
we're responsible.
We're
exactly.
responsible.
I am a
adults.
Good child. I don't sin.
Good children.
What are you
never
about?
Sinned.
I'm going out. JK, I'm not.
But immediately after this.
Immediately after this. All right. Well, anyway, that was simultaneous.
Amplified.
Yeah,
like, oh, sorry.
So, anyways, as you heard from the intro, the holiday season is upon us, and you probably don't want to go outside very much because you'll be blown away or something.
We're
like
in
that.
Northwest Indiana.
Northwest Indiana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But maybe you would like to binge some shows and things
perfect
that go
season.
Things that go hand in hand with binging. You immediately think Netflix, Hulu. But now, as of recent, we have a third. We probably have a third already, but...
We have a whole bunch.
Oh, dude, there's so many.
I was going to say, the popular ones, Netflix, Hulu. There's also...
Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
CBS,
HBO
All Access.
Plus, or HBO Now or something like
HBO
that.
HBO Now.
Which we will also talk about because they have some exciting news.
DC Universe.
But the big thing, Disney Plus, the gargantuan.
Brand new.
The Mecca.
The House of Mouse.
The Mecca, yes, that's well put.
The Mecca Mouse.
He or she, it has its own streaming service. And man, it blew everyone away.
They kicked the door in.
Kicked the door in. Like, at first, I was like, with a lot of other people, skeptical, you know? Like, oh man, another streaming for service. Jeez. But when they released it, I got really excited because Disney Plus. Has all the old Disney shows.
The Out of the Vault is
almost
probably the best.
The Out of the Vault, all the old Disney TV, or the TV movies.
Almost all of them.
Almost, yeah, almost.
I have some gripes with Disney Plus still.
I'll get my one gripe out of the way right now. Please, for the love of God, Disney, Dave the Barbarian.
Ooh.
I want it.
Is it not even searchable? Because they have some stuff
it's not even mentioned.
Not mentioned.
But it's also like around the period where... Like, that's that time period where Disney, like, shoved stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was also the time period of Atlantis, The Lost Empire, which, surprisingly, it's on there.
I love that movie so much.
It was, like, 2005-ish, 2004, something like that.
The shameful period of Disney.
Shameful period.
I mean, it was only one season, but I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, we might get it down the line. Like, that's...
I hope so.
The issue that I have is that there seems like there's a lot of content, but there's not.
Right now.
Yeah. Like, there's... DuckTales and like the new DuckTales and all that. Like,
the list isn't that big, but the list is good, which is why it's acceptable. Because if Netflix came out with something like this, with this limited amount of like options.
Do you remember like all the way
did
back?
It really?
Yeah.
I don't
all the way back when Netflix first popped up.
Because I feel like their whole thing to begin with was like
DVDs.
Here's all these movies that we've never made and that other companies have made that we're just allowing you to stream.
Oh,
yeah, well,
yeah.
Netflix started with DVDs only.
Mm-hmm.
And then they popped
was
up with
DVDs only.
Yes.
DVDs
get
only.
Any DVD sent to your house.
Here, let me pull out my my streaming lore book and flip it out.
Yeah, Netflix used to be a DVD delivery.
I know they had that option, but I didn't know that was like the starting point was the DVD. Wow, Netflix come a long way.
DVD only.
Because it was like DVD only, and then you could stream it online if you want. And
only
then,
certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to add the rights for those, and it switched out way more than it does now. And there was plans. You had to buy a DVD plan and streaming plan totally separate.
Right. I forgot about that separate plan.
Because
I remember wanting to watch something, but it was DVD only. I'm like, I don't want to wait a week and then send them back. Because, you had to send them back through the mail, too.
Yep. And that's if you had a one DVD plan, because there was like a two DVD plan and a three DVD plan.
It's like 100 times worse Redbox.
It's
real.
It's like it was around, I want to say maybe a few Blockbusters might have been living still right when Netflix started popping up.
I think Blockbuster had a DVD sending thing as well.
They did. They tried to compete.
They never had a streaming service, but they did have the Blockbuster
mail it to your house.
That was they were trying to compete with Netflix, and then they just died.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't compete with Netflix because Netflix had more things.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, they technically did that. They started out with like very little streaming things and then they grew.
I guess it's been so long that like I can't think of how Netflix used to be.
I know.
Like,
less than.
Go back in the Wayback Machine on Google. You'll see.
Was that 6 or 7 years ago? Or?
I don't even know.
I don't know. I think it's pretty recent. Like, it's not as long as you think.
I was definitely still in high school, I think.
When it was a DVD thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It
makes sense because, like, 2010, 2011, I feel like that would be like, we'll mail it to your door.
Oh, we're dumb. Or I'm dumb. Netflix was launched on April 14th, 1998.
Whoa.
As the world's first online DVD rental store.
What?
With only 30 employees and 925 titles. So when it started, it wasn't like Netflix. Like, huge. So it was really small when it first started.
People were coming out of the dial-up age and the DSL age.
Right. I wonder when I wish I could type in Google, when did Netflix start popping?
If I'm not mistaken, I think, what was it? Netflix wanted Blockbuster to buy it.
Yeah,
Blockbuster was like, nah.
Yeah, Blockbuster literally said no, and that's what kind of led to...
And they keeled over. Yeah. Actually, yeah. 2007 is when Netflix started streaming, like, officially.
Yeah, high school. That's what I remember. Like, I wanted Netflix so bad, and then my parents just didn't want to do it. So
they said if Blockbuster had launched their own service 2 years earlier, which they were offered to, that they would have driven Netflix out of business, like, immediately. But they just, like, nope.
Because
nope.
they were...
It's never going to catch on. What is this internet thing?
Well, because they were still doing brick-and-mortar stuff. They were still, like, trying to shoot for, like, the video game rentals, like, the DVD stuff. Like, remember Hollywood Video? Mm-hmm. How that's gone the way of the dinosaur? How... I mean, this is going now into rental places, but...
Right, right. Yeah. But it's definitely relevant.
There's, yeah. there's also a thing for games, like Netflix, mm-hmm. Gamefly.
I remember when that first
came in. I'm like, oh man!
I remember Gamefly.
It's
for
still
sure.
kicking around. You can actually buy a lot of games from there every once in a while. They have pretty good sales for some pre-owned games, and it comes with like all the codes, all the booklets, and all that. Hmm. I've only known them for their sales for the games they rent, not for their renting games. I don't know how well that is.
I'm the opposite. I knew them strictly for the renting of the games.
Yeah, I mean, Redbox rents games too, but
they're like never in stock. I swear, people just take them and never bring them back.
Oh, yeah.
Or back when I, you know.
Well, you can also buy them from there too, but you don't get the original box.
Oh, that sucks.
Why would you
uses boxes anymore? We're all downloading digitally anyway.
True.
But anyways, back to the old streaming of Disney Plus. No, that was a great...
That was a good tangent because I had no idea of any of that information.
The more you know.
Yeah, great, great.
I didn't realize I was so ignorant on Netflix.
No, I mean, not everybody remembers it. Like, it's just some things that people forget.
Mm, I completely forgot. And honestly, when did Hulu start? Like, that's because Hulu, they were probably way after. That was like directly, like in competition of Netflix.
I
want
to go.
Right?
Has to be after Netflix, but my luck, I'd look it up and say 1992 or something.
1 year before you're born.
Hulu's been around since.
It's been around like 1983.
But yeah, as we're doing that.
October 29th, 2007.
Okay, so it was the same year that Netflix did their streaming.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
I think it was like in direct correlation to Netflix because...
Yeah,
because
they had the NBC, apparently, and they had... I remember Hulu's huge thing was live TV, like not live, but like as soon as it goes live, we have the episode.
Because they were owned by Comcast in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're not as much anymore.
Now Hulu's just like... turning tricks.
No.
Well, Disney owns them.
Disney owns them now. So that's adult Disney.
Mm.
And then Disney Plus is kid Disney. So
Disney owns Hulu?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Disney owns everything, dude.
Because of when they bought Fox, they got a bigger stake in Hulu and they bought the rest of their thing from Comcast. Because it was to be Disney, Fox, Comcast. And then that merger happened. And the House of Mouse took over.
The House of Mouse. That's like, what is it? Like, they used to call it the Big Five, which was, it used to be like Disney and then like
Warner Brothers
and like
Fox.
MGM, probably.
Time Warner or something
like
that.
Time Warner was pretty good. Like, there was a Big Five.
But I think it's probably like three now, I heard last time I checked, because Disney bought out Time Warner, right?
I think. There's a whole map of how
I was gonna say
how
I
much
had the map.
Disney
I should have looked at the map
and owns. And it's honestly ridiculous because I think now that they're so big that they don't even know how much they own.
That's
crazy. And I know for a fact that they're so big that they don't even know what they want to censor and not censor on Disney Plus.
They
That's
decide
a fun fact.
What's censored and everything.
So,
we're not gonna censor
so. Example for that for Disney Plus, Gravity Falls, on their promos, they don't censor Grunkle Stan's hat.
What is it, a Make America?
It's just
great
like a little Pac-Man, like a little fish.
Oh,
they don't censor that, which they shouldn't censor it. It's literally a fish.
Right.
In the TV show, they censor it.
Because it's Pac-Man?
I don't know. Nobody knows why it's censored. And then the creator of the show pointed out, like, Disney's so big that they don't know what they're censoring and they don't know why they're censoring it half the time, it seems like.
Wow. We probably own it, so it should be good. You know?
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to think about
it's like conspiracy theory.
How big a company gets, how many departments are talking to each other.
Right. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
I was just looking this up. Just for reference, Disney owns ABC, FX.
Go.
They own National
What about
Geographic.
G-H-I-K?
Gick?
You were listening off Elvis.
Anyways.
I was like, Gick? I was like,
what is they own ESPN.
Glad
A&E.
I got the thought at least.
Like, it's unreal.
Yeah, it's...
They own every... And it's funny, if you look up a list of, like, what they didn't own, like, 5 years ago, like, 10 years ago, and what they own now, because it used to be, like, the Big Ten, mm-hmm. and now it's the big... Or it was the Big Five, and I honestly think it's, like, the Big Three now. Like, they own so much crazy
well,
stuff.
Well, I mean, AT&T owns Warner Brothers now.
Oh, did yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah,
AT&T,
that
HBO, Warner Brothers, so that's why...
Viacom was another one.
Viacom.
There you go.
So. I used to say that all the time at parties, like, blame Viacom, blame Viacom.
Viacom.
I'm still watching you, Viacom. If you want a spot in this show, you better pay.
we've gone down a rabbit hole.
We have gone down the deepest rabbit hole right now. Okay, back to our original thoughts.
All right, so back to original thoughts. It's the holiday season. You want to go inside and binge watch, cuddle up with your cat, and drink
dog.
Hot cocoa. No, only cat. But,
dog.
I'm on the cat boat.
The cat boat. That is a boat I want to get on.
That's what I'm talking about.
But, yeah, so Disney Plus is out. And mm-hmm. all of, like, it has The Vault, and it has, I think, one really decent original. Because also National Geographic is on there. And we started, or I can't remember who I was with, but we started the Jeff Goldblum.
Oh,
the shoe thing, yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, I like that show. I would keep watching that.
Well, you're talking about a man that mesmerizes.
Oh, yeah.
He's a national treasure.
He'd be talking about boogers, and I'd watch it.
Which is basically what the show's about. Basically. Like, him talking about, like, he had a shoes episode.
It's just Jeff Goldblum being Jeff Goldblum, and that's all you need.
That's really all you need.
That's all you need.
Let me look up that show. What is it called? It's like The Unfathomable... Jeff
there's
Goldblum.
Actually a good, like, I don't know, there's
the world, The World According to Jeff Goldblum. Mm-hmm. Well, it actually has really high ratings on, like, IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's well produced.
Mm-hmm. There's a good amount of originals. Like, there's original shorts. There's original shows. There's an original.
Forky.
Yeah, Forky. There's an original Christmas movie on there. I haven't watched it yet. I don't know if it's as cheesy as the Netflix one or not. I can't tell you.
Also, we're going to give our recommendations to what you should watch this holiday season. Not necessarily holiday related, but just great shows that you may not have known that are on streaming services. Mm-hmm. Real quick, there's this movie called 3 Days on there. It's with one of the chicks from one of the women from Sex and the City.
On
Disney Plus.
Okay.
And
make sure to clarify.
On Disney Plus. And it's so crazy. I remember, like, 5 years ago or around that time, my mom wanted this random movie. It's like, yeah, I think it's called like 3 Days or something. And I could not find it on the internet. And when I did, like, it was nowhere available. You couldn't buy it on Amazon or anything. I'm like, Mom, this movie doesn't, like, it basically doesn't exist.
It's a phantom.
Yeah, where did
it
you
got
find
Disney
it?
Disney vaulted.
And then I'm looking through Disney Plus. I'm like, Mom, remember that one movie called 3 Days? And she's like, yes, I've never forgotten it.
To this day, I've been needing it.
It's my white whale. I haven't seen it.
And I was like, it's on here randomly. I'm like, what freaking corporation?
Did you watch
like,
it with
Oh,
with
we
her?
Watched it.
How was it?
It was very great.
I'll have to give that a watch.
It's worth the hype. Like, it's a super cheesy, like, holiday movie.
Is it?
Like, the acting's subpar, above subpar, but
passable.
It's really good. And also, if you've watched The Family Man, same premise with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Visited by Angel, gives him another chance. Stuff happens.
A feel good movie.
Right. Yeah. And the Angel in the 3 Days was the, I forgot the guy's name, but he was the principal from Mean Girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was also in that. And one of those Mandela effects, I always thought that it was the same Angel from The Family Man, which was
Don
played,
Cheadle.
Yeah, Don Cheadle. And when I seen him, I'm like, that is not Don Cheadle. But I will
Who's
say,
this man?
I just thought it was like the same man, like this Angel character, but it's crazy. Same premise. 3 days.
Same movie, in fact.
Same movie.
Yeah.
Slightly less. But...
Same movie, different cast.
But,
shot for shot.
Oh, my gosh. I just deleted all my stuff. But anyways, so what do you guys... So we all here have Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
So...
Part of day one.
Okay, so...
Part of the mouse machine.
Raise of hands, audience. You can also participate. Raise your hand if you have Netflix.
I'm raising my hand.
Hand I am raised. Also.
All right. Everyone has their hand raised in the studio and the audience. How many of you have Hulu?
I'm raising my hand.
And when I say have Hulu, you have a way to watch it either borrowing someone's account or someone else is paying for it.
I have just now raised my hand.
And how about, I already said Disney Plus.
You already said Disney Plus.
Yeah. Netflix.
That's you already said Netflix.
Man, I went through all three.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
I'm raising my hand.
I got mine.
I'll go over to your house.
Well, if you, have,
you guys have it by proxy. Yes, so, I have it.
I was going to say, like, if you have Prime, you have Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, I don't have Prime anymore.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm. I barely used it, so I was like, yeah, I'm not paying for this.
I'm part of the Amazon
So as people who have a way of watching or own or pay for multiple streaming services, what do you think on streaming as a whole, what it's become, what it's came from, like from the DVD days to now? Excuse me. And compared to, like, the argument of, oh, this is why we left cable, because of all this different platforming and we don't want to pay all these different people to watch all the shows that I want.
I think that's it's still better than the alternative.
Which is cable.
I mean, like, so for cable, you're stuck with a box. You have to pay for the box rental. Every month you're paying for that box. And that box is like $80, $100, however much that box is. And you're paying for your package. And say you just want Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, Fox, ABC Family. Like, you want, like, some kids stuff because, like, maybe you have little cousins or sisters and all that. And you want some, like, news and maybe your favorite shows on ABC Family or ABC. You don't want sports. You don't want the other 57 news channels. You don't care.
But you get them because you pay for the other stuff.
Because, like, say, cut, right? the
it's
package.
It's all part of the package.
Yeah, the package that you want. Package one doesn't have it, and that's the cheaper package because it only has two of the channel, like the five channels you want.
Right, right.
Package two has four of the five channels. And
but
package,
you really want that fifth one.
Yeah, and package three has all your channels but also has 400 other channels that you don't care for and a random Stars combination that you're like, why am I getting Stars? Mm-hmm. I don't watch Stars.
Because that's how they basically get you. They have all the channels available, mm-hmm. but they put them in these packages based on, oh, well, if they want this channel, then we can get money to these other channels by sort of by proxy. Like, oh, we're going to get all these people. Well, they're also going to pay these people, even though they're never going to set foot in the channel.
Yeah.
Like a blue skidoo or whatever.
Not only that, I'm not seeing commercials. I pay for no Hulu, no commercial Hulu, because I cannot honestly stand it. I can pause, like, I don't see a point for commercials anymore, mm-hmm. because commercial breaks were, when I was a kid, like, maybe once an episode. Like, right in the middle of the episode. Like, okay, like, you watch a cartoon.
It gets to, like, a middle climax.
Yeah.
And commercial.
Then you're like, okay, go rush in, get some goldfish, and then rush out and, like, mm-hmm, stuff your face with goldfish, and you're getting ready, and then it continues on, but now it's like 5 minutes commercial break, 5 minutes commercial break, and like, holy crap, stop shoving.
For every 5 minutes of show, you get like a minute and a half of commercial.
Yeah.
And that's like a horrible.
On cable.
Oh,
like,
Well, a 30-minute slot is only 22 minutes of show, mm-hmm. which leaves 8 minutes of straight advertisement.
An hour slot is only 40 minutes of show, or 39, depending on the show, so you get like 10 to 11 minutes of advertising. And that could be more depending on what kind of show you watch, because, like, let's say you watch The Masked Singer. My mom likes watching it. I watch it with her on Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot watch it live for the life of me.
I wish they would just stop spam commercialing. Like,
yes.
The same commercial 3 times in a row.
Yes.
Speaking of that, back in the day when cable was the only
back
thing.
Back in the day, when I was just a lad.
When we was adjusting that cable up in the roof there.
When
get that reception.
When we walked back up hills and down hills in the snow, both directions.
I was about to say, I wonder how many people listen to this know about rabbit ears and having to put tinfoil on
rabbit ears.
Oh, man.
Stuff.
Or the dial. I had to go up and, like, turn in the dial. Or, like, look in the TV guide, like, get in the paper every day.
I feel like a lot of people that listen to us know about rabbit ears.
Based on the analytics that I received for the show.
But,
anyways, commercials back then, like, I think they were pretty creative and pretty funny and pretty great.
Lawn darts doesn't get much better than that.
If anybody remembers
lawn darts.
PlayStation, the early 90s PlayStation 1
illegal in Indiana, so please don't get
yeah, please don't get those.
Oh, yeah, don't get any.
Probably anywhere. Anywhere.
But yeah, the early 90s like PlayStation 1 commercials directed by the guy who makes Aphex Twins.
Oh,
Aphex
man, no.
Twin music videos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're so they're crazy. They're out of this world.
Do you remember like the old commercial of like the guy going down, like he was a skateboarder and everything was all like really grungy looking and really dark and musky, and the guy gets off his skateboard and he walks down into this piercing shop and it's cut really weird, and he gets his tongue pierced by this guy, and then he walks out and leaves, and it's this like anti-drug commercial.
What was the negative?
I vaguely remember that.
No.
It was like an advertisement I had on a demo disc from a PlayStation 1 game. You could like watch little previews of stuff, mm-hmm. and like that video was on this demo disc, and it was like the most early 2000s, late 90s thing I've ever
seen.
Oh
my god!
I'm gonna tell you the truth. The only commercial I remember is like Hella Fun the Elephant, which is like a little Hasbro game.
The kids would go around.
Yeah, like you catch the butterflies and try to shove them back in.
The butterflies.
Yeah.
I never got that. I always wanted it. I never got it.
That's all I remember.
You know what? I'm an adult. I'm gonna look for it. I'm gonna buy it. I have money now. I can buy my own elephant.
Sky Dancers.
I had a few of those. Yeah.
I had those too. Well, my cousin had them.
He bought it 3 days ago.
My cousin had them, but
adult. He bought them.
No, they had like the quote unquote boy ones with the dinosaurs and the flying like bugs.
Ones?
Yeah, there's like a blue dinosaur one, and then
they were probably horribly aerodynamic compared to the slender women,
the slender ballerinas going in the air.
I don't know. Like my sister and I used to take one and try to like hit each other with them. They're basically weapons in my house.
we came full circle to nostalgia again.
Oh, sorry.
Women,
hold on. Right.
Women had the Sky Dancers. Men had Beyblades.
Oh, Beyblades. Anyways. My point. Commercials were lit back in the day.
Yeah.
Now you see the same commercial everywhere. They don't even bother to like give you any sort of like difference. Like, oh, this is the same commercial, and we spam you and spam you and spam you because you're gonna hit.
You're gonna buy.
You're gonna hit skip. You're gonna hit skip. You're gonna hit skip. But one of those times, your hands are gonna be full, and you're gonna watch our ad, and then you're gonna see, and then it's gonna get stuck in your mind, just like that Root Insurance. I see it everywhere on YouTube and on streaming sites. Root Insurance. And at first, I was like, I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need this. But a year later, I eventually started shopping for insurance. And who did I consider? Oh, yeah, that Root Insurance commercial, because I remember that one lady who was randomly reading that card saying how much she saved, and she was just an actress because she was literally just reading the card in the video, and then she threw it away and said, it's that easy, which was probably the only thing she ad-libbed in that entire advertisement. And I was like, that was terrible, but it stuck in my mind because I've seen it 50,000 times. And when I was finally going to buy insurance,
persistence,
I considered Root Insurance. Dude, so I did its job.
I watch a lot of YouTube, like a lot of YouTube, and YouTube does this really annoying thing right now where if you watch a video, every 3 minutes you get two advertisements, and it is the same two advertisements every single time, and I mean every single time. I've seen the same advertisement in one video 7 times at one point. And you know what I'm watching? I'm watching like Magic card like stuff. Or Magic the Gathering stuff. I'm watching like...
Oh, we know.
Yeah. I'm watching Magic the Gathering stuff. I'm watching like old like tool restoration videos. And I'm seeing stuff for like Toyota Tundras on my Magic the Gathering stuff. I'm seeing like... I'm seeing just the Root Insurance. I'm seeing like insurance things.
It's because
I'm picking up all your talk at work.
They're targeted ads because they're assuming, oh, this person can afford the addiction of Magic the Gathering. They could probably afford a car down the line. So we're going to give them something
they
tough.
They must be stable.
Yeah, they must have stable
income. They're aiming at the wrong guy because I have a new car already. I don't need another one.
My big gripe with advertisements right now is the turning old earworm songs into the ads and names of medicines.
I have like the J.G. Wentworth song like stuck in my head
I'm
forever.
I'm trying to get like... Oh, man.
Or freaking Gutter Guardian. Gutter Guardian. 866-866-30.
Stop advertising for them.
They
stop
owe me money.
It. They're doing money. Their job.
Hey, if you want to sponsor the show,
by all means.
Hook me up. Gutter Guardians.
Like, here's a good example. They would literally take the song "Living on a Prayer" and the name of the medication would be prayer, but spelled like P-R-A-I-I-Y-R-E. And they would take "Living
Named
on a
after
Prayer."
Lindsay Prayer.
Prayer. And they would play that song, and like they're doing that for old earworms, and it really irritates me.
All right, so.
Streaming services.
So like, yeah, that's...
streaming services is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And
you said
it's basically the verdict is, yeah, it sucks. They're charging. You're starting to charge you more. Yeah, it sucks. You have to buy different things because they're competing for your service.
They want your
eyeballs. Premium for adless stuff.
But eventually, I think that's going to lead to like more and more content because it's not like one person owning cable and they all have the channels already and they're just competing for the better deals. They're competing for the actual content. For example, Netflix just got done talking with Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And they released that like I think a day after or if not the day that Disney Plus went live.
I think it was like 2 days after Disney Plus went live.
And they were like, yep, we're getting all the Nickelodeon shows. Mm-hmm. Hey Arnold, Cat Dog.
That's so funny. I feel like the looming mouse comes overhead in the darkness, and Netflix looks up, and then a small flicker. Nickelodeon, we need you.
They answered the call of like Ronin. Yeah.
And then Nick's just like in the corner. I've been waiting for this day.
Nickelodeon over the hills.
On their horses.
Oh my goodness.
Nickelodeon and all their dang slime.
Oh my. If they brought back like the. Because they had like the TV shows on Hulu, like a few of them. They had like the Temple.
They always had like Hey Arnold. Oh, you mean like the live action ones?
Because Nickelodeon had a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I love that all Hidden that. Temple
so
show.
Hopefully Netflix gets all of that because that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. But like I was making my point, like they're competing still. Even though Disney is like a powerhouse, Disney's not going to have everything. And then especially they're not going to have Netflix originals, which I think they have a good head start on that. Because Netflix right now, they have Orange is the New Black, Stranger Things, Narcos, BoJack Horseman, which is in its final season, but House of Cards, which is no longer there. But they still have all this original content. Breaking Bad is only on Netflix, I believe.
Haunting
right
on
now.
Hill House.
Haunting on Hill House.
El Camino came out not too long ago, and that movie is fantastic. Mm-hmm. If you've ever watched Breaking Bad,
mm-hmm. Netflix has that Scream show as well.
Yeah.
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah, so I think Netflix, they do have a good fighting chance against this Disney mecca.
Yeah, they're also doing a lot of cool Stephen King movies, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. Stephen King adapted movies, which I think is going to keep a lot of audience members there.
Right, and what is it, In the Tall Grass?
In the Tall Grass.
That was a really good
Stephen King and
movie.
His son wrote that, I think.
Mm-hmm. That was really, really good. But
Mike? I was gonna say like Disney right now it's good, but I feel like it's nostalgia driven a lot of it right now. Disney Plus, like it's got the Marvel movies, it's got Star Wars and everything, but they put a lot of their nostalgia movie or nostalgia shows movies on there to drive people like us to go see it. They're like
those millennials,
and that's definitely targeted towards our generation.
We're the buyer now.
Here's the thing: if you're gonna put that on there,
we are.
Please put it in the right order. Please put the episodes in the right order. They're not.
Oh,
in the right
yeah,
order.
That's a little.
That's
little
I have a lot of gripes with Disney Plus because of that. Their UI isn't the best.
Oh, it's atrocious.
It drives me
insane. Well, the thing is, they're brand spanking new. Like I knew, like little stuff like that would happen.
I give no excuse.
Like no excuse.
Well,
for Disney, they gotta have like really good quality control.
They're a multi-billion-dollar energy. Like
yeah, but anything
business.
Like new is gonna have
no
like
excuse.
Their little bugs. They're gonna have little. I can bugs.
Definitely the server
and out of order is something that I can live with, especially if the alternative back in the day was pirating them and watching all the ads around
and a virus on episode three.
Virus on episode three.
Yeah,
which 47 pop-up ads on episode four.
Which is another case to make too, because after like when cable was, you know, tormenting everyone, everyone resorted to pirating enough for them to make ads against pirating and like bootlegging and whatever other terms.
You
would
download a car.
No,
you
I probably would.
Download
wouldn't.
A car.
I would actually download a car. Actually, I can go home and 3D print a car if I wanted to.
and get out of a vending machine if you wanted to nowadays.
Who cares?
Carvana,
a car is not.
But yeah, piracy was a big issue.
It still is,
back in the
technically.
Day. It is. It's now starting to make a resurgence because of all these streaming services.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
But and also I've seen.
What was it? Game of Thrones was the most pirated thing, like ever.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I think so.
I could believe that, definitely.
Nobody wants to pay that HBO, because HBO is not cheap.
I was going to say, no one's going to want
to... Well, that or you go to Target and pay $50 per season. Like,
you got to get those Black Friday deals.
That's the alternative.
Those Black Friday
which
deals?
Is cheaper. Like, I bought... All I have on Hulu, what I really watch, is Futurama. And I've been paying for Hulu for, like, years now, and all I've been really watching is Futurama. And I just bought it for, like, $30 at Disc Replay. And like,
oh, on Highland, right?
Yeah.
Hey,
and
Disc
now
Replay,
I'm like,
sponsor us.
Oh, my gosh, please. And now I'm like, or underwrite us.
Ooh.
Underwrite us. But anyways, I was like, oh, I'm going to watch Futurama. And then I looked at the box. I really don't want to crack that open and... put
see,
that in, so I'm going to continue to pay it for Hulu just so I could just do it for my
the convenience of digital.
That's kind of how I am right now. Well, I mean, I don't want to pay for it is the main reason I'm using it, but I don't pay for Hulu. I get it through Spotify because they're bundled in together.
Yeah, that's another thing. They're starting to bundle together.
Yeah,
because
like
I also have
bundle.
Hulu through Spotify.
And I was like, I used Hulu mainly for Nickelodeon shows and some anime, and then... I was watching some show, and they censored out like a pretty big part of it. And I was like, "Oh yeah, I didn't know they censored this. Yeah, I'm done with this."
Oh yeah, you came to me like, "Wait,
Blood Sea?
That's what it was.
What's
this
big white line on the screen?"
Like at first I was like, "Man, that's a weird solar flare, or like you know, like a lens flare,
right? Right?
Like a big that's a weird lens flare." And then it happened indoors. I'm like, "Oh yeah, no, this is censored. I'm done. I was like, I'm done with this."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Blood Sea, that's also great. Well, going into that, we've all said our gripes about these streaming services.
I have so much more about Disney Plus, but yeah, continue.
Let's start, I guess our favorites, our favorite shows. Like, yes, we're technically affording all of these streaming services, so let's talk about the positives.
Oh, yeah.
And saying, we'll start with Netflix. Like, what are your favorite shows that you recommend for this holiday season?
Are we going down a line, or are we
Where
just
we starting
like, chiming
here?
In? Or?
Well,
we all agree on Stranger Things,
yeah,
right?
We can all agree on Stranger Things.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Netflix original, Stranger Things.
I love it.
My dad has recently gotten into Stranger Things.
Really?
Good.
And he took the plunge. He's like, so how much of this show is there? He was on episode 2 or something like that. I was like, you know, I don't know. I think they just finished the 3rd season or something like that. He's like, that's it? And then the next day, he's like, I'm in the middle of season 2. I can't stop. And then my mom goes, yeah, every time I come home, he's sitting on that dang recliner watching Stranger Things.
When he gets to season 3, show him my Halloween costume when I dressed up as a lion.
Oh, I will.
Then he'll understand the reference.
Dude, I gotta go for BoJack on this one. I love BoJack.
I was going to say, unfortunately, Netflix cut their animation department, so this is the last season of BoJack.
Yeah. I haven't seen the new season yet.
It's such an A-plus show. Like
Castlevania, too.
Castlevania is really good.
I was
going to
say Castlevania.
The 3rd season's coming out for that, too.
Can't wait.
I haven't watched any of
that.
And
it's short. It's like only 5 episodes per season, I think, or
3
something
episodes
like that?
For the first season. I want to say there's like 5 to 8 on the second one. I can't fully remember.
Yeah.
I watched it at midnight. It came out at 2 o'clock in the morning
it's so good.
It came out, and I watched it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's
so
short
I can't remember.
And good.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Short and good.
Wow. Agretsuko on
Agretsuko,
Netflix.
Agretsuko, yeah.
Agretsuko.
Yeah. I was going to say, speaking of that, anime is obviously a huge resurgence since. Like the early 2000s, especially on streaming sites, and I'm
so darn millennials, man.
I'm so glad that they're taking anime seriously. Like Hulu
own
has
sections for
own
anime.
Sections. Hulu anime, Netflix anime. Yep. Who doesn't have anime? Disney Plus. So when I get sick of Even Stevens, I'm unsubscribing.
Right
back to anime. But also, speaking of anime specifically, they also have their streaming services.
Funimation,
Crunchyroll, Verve. And Verve is also partnered with some old Nickelodeon content, like the Nicktoons. They have CatDog on there and Hey Arnold and Angry Beavers.
Oh, man, so, Angry Beavers.
Oh, I love the Angry Beavers.
And they're all on the Verve, which is VRV.
Well, I see that at C2E2 a lot, the Verve.
And the cool thing about the Verve, which I don't think it'll catch on anytime soon, but they have like live podcasts that are on there. They have like internet shows that used to be just on YouTube on the Verve, like
Smosh.
Actually, I think so. I
was like, if they got any shows,
don't quote
Smosh.
Me on that, but they may have Smosh on there. But I was talking Ruby also, which is an American anime, and I think it was Rooster Teeth, right, Heather?
Yeah, Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, and they're on Verve, and I think they're not exclusive because Netflix had them. I don't know if they still have them.
They don't have them anymore, I don't think. I haven't seen them.
Okay, then that means then they probably moved to Verve. So they they're exclusively Ruby and all the Rooster Teeth. I think Rooster Teeth has its own section on Verve.
Yeah.
Because they have all the podcasts about Rooster Teeth and shows and whatever else they make. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I was gonna say for other animation, they're for a holiday movie that just came out. Klaus. There you go. Klaus. On Netflix came out, and I watched that actually really recently.
Hmm.
It's all 2D animation, and then they put effects like lighting effects with 3D programs.
That sounds really interesting.
So it's actually a really pretty movie.
I'll have to check that out.
Mm-hmm. It's a traditional, like not super traditional Christmas movie, but like it's about a mailman going to a town that doesn't celebrate Christmas. Two sides of the town are fighting each other all the time, and he has the woodsman in the woods. He has a whole bunch of toys, and he helps deliver the toys to the kids in town. And like the whole thing, like the whole message of the story, the whole thing is about like one good deed inspires another.
That's really cool. That's like because I've seen a few other Netflix exclusive holiday movies, so I think that's really cool that they're bringing that in. Because I think, I don't know, does Hulu had exclusive Halloween stuff, but I don't know if they have exclusive Christmas
not
stuff.
Not that I know of. I think Netflix is trying to go after Hallmark for their holiday movies, because my mom, she loves Hallmark holiday movies. She watches the Christmas in July thing, which honestly is insane. She watches them when they start their countdown in October.
My mother was the same way.
Yeah, like I asked, like, why do you
watch
them?
Before I took
the
channel away from them.
No. And she's like, well, because they're easy to watch. Like, if they're reruns, I can do other things. I can't really blame her because I do the same exact thing for, like, Futurama or
some
everything
background
else.
Background noise.
Speaking of Hallmark, another potential, like, resource that these streaming services could tap into.
They have a streaming service already.
Hallmark does?
Yes.
Oh.
It's $5 a month. So you get all those wonderful Hallmark movies.
Yeah, they need to get bought out soon.
A dollar.
Oh, no, God, Disney's probably...
Yeah, Hallmark's a dollar
rare. You craving some good old mystery movies? Hallmark's got you. They got those basically Nancy
That's
Drew
That's my
movies.
Prediction for 2020. Disney Plus is buying up Hallmark, and they're going to buy up Lifetime. And then, because that's another thing.
Well, they already Lifetime. Own Lifetime.
Yeah, they own Lifetime.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we're going to see Lifetime
fact,
on...
That's
on.
Why
Let
they probably won't
they
buy Hallmark.
Hallmark. Disney's owning all these softcore shows.
Softcore.
We own Oxygen.
Since we're going
Lifetime.
Back, since we're going back to Disney Plus, can I talk about my favorite Disney Plus show right now, that even though I have gripes with Disney Plus?
Is it the exclusive?
Only show? If I get to tell you what I'm going to be tuning into this winter. As soon as you're done.
The
what
Mandalorian?
Is Olafo going to be?
The Mandalorian?
Go ahead. No, no, no. It's Christmas related.
Oh, I'll say...
Die Hard?
Die Hard with a Vengeance?
No.
Oh. My favorite Disney Plus thing right now is actually The Mandalorian.
Oh, that's what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I'm glad it's episodic.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm really not.
I'm glad it's episodic.
I've spammed so many things, and I'm sick of the spam.
No, I want the spam.
I don't like the spam.
Because
it's like a drug. It's 5 hours of enjoyment, and then you're like, I need more.
I need that drug.
And
I
it's
need
8
it.
Months. What? No.
I
was gonna say, let me give an example.
The withdrawals is what you need.
No, I know. I need that drug right now.
Let me tell you the example I gave. Like at first, when I was watching The Mandalorian, I'm like, oh, there's only 2 episodes. I hate this. But
yeah, same mood. I hate.
Throughout
this.
The week, I was talking to people, and they're like, hey, you see the episodes of The Mandalorian? Very great. And what did we talk about? We didn't talk about the end of the entire series and of it whole. They spent so much time, like hours upon hours, in each. And not they didn't spend that time. They spend like
and that's what I like the most about it, because after every episode we get to get together
and
say,
appreciate.
Let's talk about this episode
right.
And not this season.
And have predictions.
I want to inject Mandalorian the whole season straight in my veins in one go. Sorry.
Well, I'm glad they don't give us the option, because I'm glad they're forcing us to watch it every week
right.
Instead of
Because then you can enjoy like the art of like the entire series, each episode.
You appreciate the hard labor.
And if you're really like wanting to watch the next episode and can't, then you can rewatch that episode to see what you missed. And
I think I've already watched the first three episodes 3 times.
I watched the first two times and the new one once, only because I want more and I can't have more, and it makes me mad.
Yeah, actually, I started that show on episode 3 when I was over at Skylar's house. And then I went back and watched 1 and 2, like, immediately.
Mm-hmm. The only thing about episodic is that I find I lose interest very fast, and I will forget about it. That's the issue.
That's what happened to me with some animes I was watching on Funimation. I think I was watching
My Hero?
My Hero happened to me as well, where I would watch it for 8 weeks or so, and then I would kind of fall off the bandwagon, and then by the time I was ready to watch it again, they'd already pulled the season off the show because they want you to buy the DVD now and buy season 1.
Buy that merch.
I don't know. I've never really had that happen to me. But I think, speaking of that, when I would talk to you about, like, when going back to anime, like when it would come out and then it was episodic, and I think I was telling you, like, yeah, this, it's actually really cool, like having that anticipation waiting for the next episode. The only thing that sucks is I watched some pretty obscure stuff, so no one else is going to watch it. But with The Mandalorian, like, everyone's talking about it and everyone's memeing every single episode.
Because they have no other content to meme.
Exactly, which is awesome.
They all want more content.
I think it's really cool how it's coming out, like you said, episodic, and we can talk about each episode like the olden days and nostalgia Disney.
And I was like, at first, because I didn't watch The Mandalorian on day one or day two, so when I opened up Twitter at Fat Low End and I started scrolling through and I saw Baby Yoda, I was furious because I thought it was like a big spoiler
for the end of the show.
Yeah. I thought it was like the final reveal, and
I'm
like,
not watching this.
I'm so angry at this. And then I look on Disney Plus and it's like episode 3 is out, and I'm like, wait, what?
Baby Yoda's the best.
Because you think, that's what happened with Game of Thrones, though. Because now that everyone's getting sucked in, like, there was huge spoilers for as soon as it came out, and people who couldn't watch it immediately, they're like, oh, well, that just ruined it. I was about to watch it on HBO.
Game of Thrones was episodic. There wasn't no whole binge thing.
That's again, a reason why piracy is making its big comeback, is because people in, I'm pretty sure it's Europe, don't have access to Disney Plus, and they're like, well, I'm not going to wait 10 months to watch The Mandalorian.
Especially because Mandalorian will be done by Christmas, supposedly. There's only, like, so many episodes.
Really?
They said, like, it'll be done by then. So they had to wait till next year to see it. That means all the spoilers, all the memes, everything will be out. Why do they have to wait?
Right. Well, yeah, I don't know.
And that's the same thing with Game of Thrones. Like, Game of Thrones did the same thing. Like, well, especially because HBO was stupid expensive. They just now have this HBO Now. To get HBO, you had to get a Comcast subscription.
Yeah, that was so hard getting HBO.
And they were like, oh, we want HBO? That's also another extra $100 a month. Cool.
Yeah, not
I can't
that.
Do this. I'm a broke college kid.
But I'm glad that our demographic is making more money, and they realize that we don't like spending a
well,
it's
because our
the money that we do
getting
have
older now.
just entertainment.
We're the larger demographic now. They want to cater to us because eventually
you're all old.
I can't wait. Yeah, start catering to me.
Well, eventually it'll be Gen Z that they cater
to. Try
to
dip
worry.
Into these frugal pockets.
Frugal pockets.
But
you mean that safe you carry around with you?
I also don't like the episodic thing because, like, it reminds me of traditional TV, and I don't really watch traditional TV. Like, I used to watch Flash, and I don't watch Flash anymore because I just lost interest. I would watch it, like religiously. I would watch it every week. And then a break would happen randomly, like during Now, and I would forget when it would come back on TV, and then I wouldn't watch it until the end of the season, and then I'd binge it all.
Like, it's nice because it's giving you that, like, incentive again to kind of say, like, hey, tune in to Disney Plus on Thursdays, because that's when
Fridays
we release.
Actually for Mandalorian.
Yeah. Tune in to Disney
Fridays
Plus on Friday.
In the morning.
Because that's when we're going to release The Mandalorian. So every Friday, you're guaranteed you're going to have 1 million people on your streaming site watching that show every Friday.
At 3 a.m.
At 3 in the morning.
Alternatively, you would also run into the Game of Thrones problem where people was like, well, I just want to watch Mandalorian. I don't care for anything else. I don't care for Darkwing Duck or every all the other
There's
stuff.
There's a lot of like what I just someone want this. When I was buying my car recently, he was talking to me. I won't say his name over here. But yeah, he was like, "Yeah, man, I'm not gonna buy Disney Plus. It's a bunch of old shows that I don't want to watch. Yeah. Like, I want the new stuff. I want all the originals." And for him, like, he wouldn't get Disney Plus because right now the only original is Mandalorian and some National Geographic.
Well, stuff, a lot of things that they're watching,
like
at the
that
shot.
Jeff Goldblum thing is new, and then there's a whole bunch of like shorts and all that. There is new stuff, but it might not be what he wants to watch.
Exactly.
He might want to watch the new Obi-Wan Kenobi series coming out, but that won't be out for. It's not even filming yet, so who knows when that will be out.
Oh, my gosh. They're not even filming
that? Ewan McGregor
making
a comeback?
Yeah.
Is it? Seriously?
I don't know. Well, because the person who's directing it is the director from the third episode. Like, she's directing that whole series. I don't know if it's written, but I know it's not shot. They haven't begun developing it in any shape or form like that, so who knows when that's coming out for Disney+.
Wow.
They have all those Marvel things coming out. They started filming the Falcon and Winter Soldier stuff, but there's no for sure release date from my knowledge, and half that stuff just says 2020.
Speaking of Marvel, real quick, what sucks is that all the Marvel stuff went off Netflix.
Yeah,
I get why they did it, obviously, because money, and
what's the point of sharing too? Like, if you're competing, you know,
right?
But that brings us to another thing too. Like, you're probably going about to say what I'm about to say.
Yeah, like they just up and canceled those shows. Mm-hmm. Jessica Jones was the only one that got a decent ending.
I loved
Daredevil,
Jessica Jones.
Iron Fist, and don't say Luke the Cage.
That's another show that you should watch. Is it on Disney Plus now?
No. Those are Netflix shows, so they'll stay on Netflix until.
No, those are done.
Yeah, they're done, and so is Runaways. So is Cloak and Dagger. Mm-hmm. They canceled all of their other Marvel TV series on everything else. And I think this is the last season for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. All their TV series are canceled on everything that isn't on their streaming service.
I wonder if they can pick up and continue, or there's probably legal stuff.
More than likely.
Netflix is if you're shutting us down, then you can't have it.
They probably
unless
couldn't
you pay
for
$1 trillion.
Oh my god.
$1 million.
$1 trillion is very small in this market.
They probably can't touch Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, for a certain amount of time. So maybe down the line we'll see remakes of them. There's always remakes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is remake country.
Well, with that, we've actually come to the end of our discussion.
We need a part two.
We may have to do a part two.
Electric
Real quick, real quick. Home Alone is on Disney Plus. Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, and Home Alone 3, the really crappy one, all on Disney Plus. I will be watching.
But it
those.
Gave us I Get Knocked Down and I Get Up and In. I Get Knocked Down. And I Get Up Again.
Why
are
you guys
and also Scarlett Johansson is in the third one. I didn't realize until
I
rewatched
it. Yes. For Disney Plus.
But hurry up, really quick.
Muppet Treasure Island.
Oh, the Muppets. I forgot.
Muppet Treasure Island
there.
Is so good. That is my favorite thing. Anyways, go on.
We're going to need a part two.
So we are definitely going to have a part two.
Strictly Disney Plus.
And I think we're going to have it live. No, it's not
live. From New York.
Live from New York. No, but we'll definitely have a part two of this because we're going to have more shows to talk about.
There's a lot
the
more
Mandalorian.
To unpack.
Maybe we'll do it at its end. And maybe there's some other big things that are going to be announced. Mm-hmm. So. Everyone at home, thank you for listening. Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Thanks for hosting. You can look at us, and Spotify, Google, iTunes, which is
Google Play, iTunes,
Google Play,
NPR
streaming services,
NPR One.
More streaming services. So the part two, we can definitely talk about music and podcasts and all of that stuff and all that jazz. But once again, thank you, Heather.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. You have your Twitter?
At DeliHams on Twitter and DeliHams with two S's on Instagram.
All right. And then, Mike, you have Singularity Photography on Facebook.
OLATHOE, Facebook. And that's also Instagram, _Olatho. And then if you hit me on SoundCloud, which is where most of my stuff is going to be at, it's just Olatho.
And he does the intro and outro music, which you're probably blasting right now. So... So thank you everyone for listening. Let's definitely have a part two of this. The part two that never comes. Half-Life 3. But
no, this will definitely have a part two.
Definitely
there's a lot more to unpack
here. I do have a lot more to say.
So thank you everyone for coming. Thank you everyone for listening. And thanks for nerding out. I'm Jose. This has been Reader Nerd Alert.